Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will expand our upcoming ag events and programs. But first, K-State food experts remind us how to keep the big game snacks safe. Super Bowl Sunday is right around the corner, and many families around the United States and our community, especially with Kansas City being one of the two teams in the Super Bowl this year, we are looking forward to enjoying delicious foods and snacks during the game. I think that is my favorite part of the Big Sunday. K-State University food safety expert Karen Blakesley urges partygoers to keep food safety in mind during large gatherings. The last thing you want to do on Super Bowl Sunday is for you and your guests to fall ill because of the food. Here are some safety tips. For food preparation, the best and easiest thing that you can do to eliminate contamination of food is wash your hands. Wash your hands often and keep prep tools and surfaces clean to reduce cross-contamination. In cooking, use a food thermometer to assure meats are reaching the correct internal temperature. The three temperature rules are 165 degrees Fahrenheit for all poultry, 160 degrees for ground meat, and 145 for steaks, roast, and chops. For serving, after serving food to the correct internal temperature, it's important to keep them at the correct temperature. Keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Food held between 40 degrees and 140 degrees Fahrenheit can allow bacteria to grow and should be ejected from the game. Chicken wings, one of the most popular Super Bowl snacks, should be held at above 140 degrees. KSRE recommends using a slow cooker, hot plate, or heating dishes for hot foods and place serving dishes on ice for the cold foods. Post-serving and storage, like the quarterback watches the game clock, you should keep time on how long perishable food set at room temperature. Don't get a delay of game penalty for leaving the food out for more than 2 hours. Have a schedule on when to set the items out for the evening. For food delivery, if you opt for food delivery to save time and stress during food preparation, there are still some food safety factors to keep in mind. Blakesley advises to ask questions about the food being delivered. Make sure someone is home to receive the food and examine the package for damages. And follow any instructions, especially if it says keep refrigerated. Following all these tips will guarantee you a winning game for food safety. And I'll be wearing my red in favor of the Chiefs. And now for my extension news. Today is the last day to sign up for the K-State Research and Extension McPherson County Annual Cow-Calf School, which will be held this Thursday, February 9th, here at the 4-H Building. The night will start out with a Kansas City Strip steak dinner for $10, picked out by Gentleman Joe at the Canton Lockers and cooked by our good friends at Mid-Kansas Co-op. The supper starts at 6 p.m., followed by our program, utilizing EPDs along with visual appraisal in selecting your next herd sire, presented by Dr. Clint Rust, Executive Secretary of the American International Charolais Association. This program will outline bull selection, importance of using genomic-enhanced EPDs, the benefits of a crossbreeding program, and what traits are most beneficial in this selection. Cattlemen from around the area will meet at the McPherson County 4-H Building, 710 West Woodside, here in McPherson. Please call the Extension office today and make your RSVP reservations. For our soybean farmers, K-State Research and Extension is offering a one-day soybean school on February 22nd at Great Plains Manufacturing, 1525 East North Street in Salina. The school will kick off first thing in the morning and conclude in mid-afternoon. The event will provide an in-depth training targeted for soybean producers and key stakeholders. Some topics that will be covered include crop production practices, soybean breeding updates, Kansas Mesonet tools, insect and disease management, and market outlook. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.